Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Victor Gouveia for the Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway Network. We regret to inform you that the Blind Perspective and the Saturday Night Adult Party, which is usually on Saturdays, will not be seen today. However, they will be back next week. In the meantime, I'm coming to you live from the University of Guelph in Guelph, Ontario, which is about an hour outside of Toronto. And quite frankly, I'm in trouble because I got pinched for having too much cocaine and heroin, and there was an all-night bash and all this shit. And honestly, folks, I mean, for Christ's sakes... Oh, shit. No, sorry. That's the wrong show. I'm sorry. That's a Law and Order episode. Okay. Yeah. So we're here for my daughter's midterm exam. Will you want to be a part of this?
No, sorry.
Right.
Oh, you're live.
Shit.
Going.
Yes.
Sorry.
Sorry. That was the peanut gallery over there.
My apology.
Yeah, sure you were. Anyway, my daughter has a midterm exam that appears to be very important to her success in college, and we are here with her. It's a beautiful day, around 19 degrees, which equals, I believe, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Are there any clouds in the sky?
No.
Not a cloud in the sky. Visibility is at least a couple of kilometers, at least 1,000 kilometers away. There's a beautiful breeze. It's not hot. It's not humid. This is what I dream of life in Portugal being. Well, in Portugal, in the Azores, as it is. But suffice it to say, it's kind of boring. Because you'd expect a whole bunch of college parties to be taking place. I mean, for Christ's sakes, it's Saturday afternoon. I mean, what the heck? I mean, you see all these TV shows about life in the university, and there's nothing going on, really. Except, you know, there's... I mean, the whole place is pretty much emptied out. I mean, yes, it is Saturday, but for Christ's sakes, that means more students should be partying.
No, they're on the midterm.
Ah, screw the midterm. Come on. They all studied last night. They should have a down pat. Anyway, it's not exactly what I expected. Although the day is beautiful, and there should be some kind of outside party, or picnic, or something. Nothing. It really is nothing. But alas, I'll have to come back on another day. Maybe tonight, who knows? But, having said that, I want to take this opportunity to wish my niece, Cassandra Mello, a happy birthday. It is her 21st birthday? No. 23rd. Right, 21st birthday, yeah. And also her graduation. She graduated from college. I mean, she's all grown up now. I don't know if she acts grown up. You know, I'm not around her 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For all I know, she's out toking and drinking. But... since she's 21, she may actually go do that today because she's of legal age in the U.S. anyway. So she could take a drive down to New York or something like that and go on a kegger. But, you know, that's just me. She might do that and then she might not. Who knows? Anyway, having said that, I want to congratulate her on a great graduation. I can't wait to see what she's going to do next in her life. And my daughter still has several years to go more in college. So I won't be congratulating her for a while. Plus, her birthday's not until May. So, you know. Anyway, guys, I think that'll be it for me. Except, honestly, I expected more. We should check if there's comments, yes? Maybe. Oh, no comments. Okay. Okay, no comments. So far, we are just sitting around waiting for her to finish her exams. And as I said, I was binging Law & Order SVU. And I'm way back on season 14, Netflix. And for a college town, it certainly is not what I expected. It really isn't. And I'm like in the middle of campus on a beautiful day. So you would think people would be benefiting from this gorgeous day. Just sitting around and take advantage before the fucking winter comes. I mean, come on. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, I shall leave you. Hold on. Gotta find the thingamabob. So, guys, again, I want to thank you for joining me, if you paid attention up till now to my boring rants. And hopefully, this town will pick up. Well, I think it is getting bigger. I mean, it used to be a little tiny hamlet, but now it's a lot larger. The university is bigger. They actually have almost round-the-clock bus service, and my daughter pretty much what's the word I'm looking for? Commutes, that's it. She commutes here when she does have to go to school. Three times a week for now. But when she starts her actual veterinary medicine school, she'll be here more often. Now, whether she plans to move here or just keep commuting, I don't know. At the moment, she has no plans to get her license, which I simply don't understand. I mean, I was chomping at the bit to get my license when I turned 16, but here she is already 20, and she wants no part of that, which I don't understand. Yeah, it looks like, you know, she can lie in the back and just sleep while mommy drives. Go figure. But then again, isn't that pretty much the world as we see it now? I don't know. Anyway, guys, thank you for joining me. And we'll make sure to tune in tomorrow for Arts, the Afternoon Radio Theater Sunday. Hosted by me, actually. Monica, unfortunately, has come down with illness. I think it might be COVID, but either way, we hope her all the best and quick healing. And, of course, the Blind Handy Person show tomorrow night with myself and Claudia. For the life of me, I cannot remember what the topic's going to be. But, as always, when you get Claudia and I in a studio together, we pretty much come up with all kinds of stuff to talk about. So, anyway, guys, make sure you tune in tomorrow, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.